My mood is in the tank. I'm almost constantly pissed off for a reason I can't express. And because of the debilitating load of awful food, monochrome, alcohol, like everything, like it is absurd.
But I think this is the thing. And then everyone goes, who said that? What did they say? Give me proof. They check the phone and we're able to kind of say, who said that?
Yes,
like you.
Yes.
But you, I got away with ignorant statements before. We had this encyclopedia in our pocket.
True. Hi.
Hello, and
welcome to episode 14.
I've no idea. 14, now. 14. Yeah, on our Podomatic page and
our non. Expensive episode.
Yeah. A bit of a talk about this over New Year's. Also, the interesting thing is, I get the stats now that we're on the pro account, I get the stats of how many people download it.
Yes.
Week to week, we're 25 to 30, it depends.
Brilliant.
So, like, the 12 or so people at our New Year's party wondering, who else listens to the show? Sorry. This is the problem of having coffee. Who else? Who else listens to the show? So I'm going to have to hand that back over to you, Sean. Who else listens to our show?
I do not know. I have two different phones. Everyone says I'm a drug addict. A dealer. Excuse me. Drug dealer. Yeah, drug addicts are thin. No, they say I'm a drug dealer because I have two phones. I download a podcast on both of them, I think, okay. Actually, yes. Sarah gets it as well. You get it. We have some fans.
We
hello,
have,
fans.
Yeah.
Thank
I
you.
One of the things we're doing was planning my little trip to Belgium.
Yes.
And now,
let's talk about that another time. Why don't we talk about this first? How are we going to grow the show in 2019? We need your help, listeners.
Do we? Well, I've tried to set up the Twitter page and it's not really taking off massively. There's a few robots and three of our friends.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Okay. What other strategies do you have besides? How are you going to grow the brand, David? And Sean.
I thought you said we talked about how we're going to grow it. I thought you had stuff prepared.
I said we're going to talk about how to grow the brand. First question. David, how are we going to grow the brand?
I don't know.
I
was hoping you're going to do a bit more stand-up in Brussels.
Okay, I am, I think. I think I am going to do that.
You challenged me to do some stand-up.
I did. I think you'd be very bad at it. And yeah. I think it would be very good to pay attention to.
And everyone was like, yes, we'll pay for that.
Yes.
And then you said, grand, 1,000, and everyone was like, no. So you started way too high.
No, but then I brought it down to 990, I think. Mm. I'm reasonable, Dave. I am flexible.
Yeah. My stand-up routine would be all about, I think, Brexit, though.
But you don't know very much about Brexit, do you?
The internet's no, but I...
I
know every argument I have with someone on social media, when you point out... every Brexit here, when you point out all the flaws to their argument, they always finish with, well, it wasn't working.
I don't believe you, Dave. You don't have a very good argumentative style, so I think that when you draw attention to someone's flaws, you're probably not doing it correctly or very soundly, and you're holding that glass in a weird way. It's so weird about recording next to one another, but yes.
I can take a sip of water.
Anyway, so yes, how do you point out that, it's actually not according to, do you know what I mean? Like, is that how you point things out to people and draw it to attention? Or?
No, it's like they'll make an argument saying that people, immigrants, should only be able to come into the country if they have a job or they're able to, like, contribute. And then you, like, actually send them the bit of EU law where it states exactly that. And the reply is, well, it wasn't working.
I see. What bit of EU law does it say that in? Can you give me the name of the document in which that appears?
No, I can't. Oh, not without checking my phone.
Your memory, well, this is a Patreon only. Can
no,
we,
no
can
it's
we,
not, it's a subscriber. No, no this
the,
is...
We
this
talked about Dave's oh, yeah. memory and his dependence on his phone on a Patreon. I'm going somewhere with this.
Yes, yeah, right.
Patreon only episode. Dave, would you like to cut in a little section of that now?
Yeah, well, the thing is, I talked about he was a social scientist and I thought he was a doctor. He wasn't, but he's on the Millennium Generation chats on YouTube. And I looked it up there. And his name is Simon something. Simon Sinek.
You looked it up two minutes ago.
Ago
you Simon Smack.
Simon Smack.
And he's a cultural anthropologist.
He has a BA in anthropological science. So your field.
Anthropological science.
So this is what you need to do. Because you have a PhD. You actually.
What?
Yes. You actually
what are you,
are a
what are you talking about? What are you talking
Sean
about?
Do. You should be making little videos of yourself, giving little speeches. Hello. And this is how you'll launch your book. Because we talked in the last episode about how you're going to launch your book. So little YouTube videos going, hi, I'm Dr. Dr. Sean O'Doo.
Dr. Shane O'Doo. Dr.
Duffy Hogan.
Yeah.
And here's my book, and then just talk about something.
Okay. I will do that. That's an excellent idea. Would you like to... Are you going to include the Patreon-only section that we talked very briefly about your dependence on your phone? It's very funny.
Fine, here you go.
The smell, as well, we were there in the height of summer, the smell of that many people with their arms raised, it was just really awful. And the security guard begging people for a modicum of human decency. I was like, don't take a photo of yourself. Just look at the painting.
I know, yeah.
Just look at it.
This is a really interesting thing. I was watching those millennium videos on YouTube. And
what's a millennium video?
Oh, it's a social scientist. I'd have to go and look at my...
You don't have a very strong active recall, do you?
This is a good point. I probably have lost it because I'm everything on my phone.
Because you're lazy wanker,
but
yeah.
But millennial video on on YouTube. And anyway, so it's well worth a little watch. There are a lot of 15-minute videos. There's one specifically about our culture with phones. And... the male scientist there, he was American, I don't know his name, I'm sorry. I check it on my phone, but I'm not allowed.
It's because you've got fucking aphasia. Like, you, well, not aphasia, what's it? You have really, really awful. It's troubling if you can't remember even. Because this affected you, right? This affected you.
It's really interesting.
And you don't remember the dude's name?
I remember the details, I just don't remember his name. But the scientist said that. Well, I remember the name of the video, and it was on YouTube. But anyway, so
Millennium YouTube.
Millennium. Watch that. Anyway.
Song by Robbie Williams.
If you want a weekly dose of Dave and Sean, you need to go to patreon.com/tellreallythink and sign up to our $3 a month tier. Then, every second week, when you're not getting anything on Podomatic, there'll be a podcast downloaded onto your device. $3, that is €2.63 at the current rates. Absolutely nothing. What you waiting for? Get on it.
That click is when I listen back. I need something.
I like the idea that when you're listening back, you just be on your phone as well. It's like, oh, what's that click? Oh, I have to add something in.
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Anyway, there we go. So...
Fascinating
stuff there.
It's really riveting. Do you remember?
It's really great. Not really, actually. Put your phone down. Sean.
One second.
Phone. No, he's... He's with my phone. He's with his phone in the sand.
He's a hypocrite.
What time are you in Luke?
I'm just trying to work that out.
Hypocrite, yes.
Ireland's favourite thing. Do you remember when he said one thing 20 years ago? He did the exact opposite the other day. Hypocrite. All of them.
Do you know what this is... Phone generation brought in. Very authoritative.
The phone generation. Here we go. This is going to be very edifying and specific and not at all general.
I could get away with being an idiot and being ignorant.
Why?
You know the way you can make these arguments that you've absolutely no basis?
I'm not in the habit of doing that.
Right.
I am an intelligent individual.
But you know the way, like, well, some politician was saying this, but I think this is the thing. And then everyone goes, who said that? When did they say it? Give me proof. And they check the phone, and they're able to kind of say, you never said that.
Yes.
Yes, like you.
Yes.
Yes.
But you...
I got away with ignorant statements before we had this encyclopedia in our
it's
pocket.
It's true. But the problem is, we've talked about this in the past.
Actually, I remember a time when I was able to come across as slightly educated or informed on the topic, and no one was able to contradict me. And now they are.
Indeed.
Now you are.
Well, no, it's not like that. I wish I hadn't characterised myself as an intelligent individual earlier. But no, the difficulty was... But you used to always get after me when I was like... You're like, oh, the guitarist from this band. It's like, what's his name? And you'd be like, Sean! You're always like, what's his name? Like, it doesn't matter, like, to the story. And I was like, a lot of people still treat me like that as well. I was like, oh, this argument was raised, and I have a problem with it. I was like, where was it raised? I was like, ugh! Stop getting bogged down in the details. That's what I still get that all the time.
Yeah, but I remember back in the day, this is David 16, and I like Limp Bizkit because it was rolling, and new Fred Justice.
Rolling,
and you're
yeah.
like, what's the name of the drummer? What's the name of the bassist? And I'm like, I don't know. You're not your fan.
That's a fair assertion. Because you
I
just
like the music.
You liked one of their songs. Name another
album.
Song.
Take it around.
Name a third
Boiler.
Song.
My generation.
Is Boiler
my
a song?
Way.
Is... Start spreading the news. Do they have a song called Boiler?
I think so.
Look it up now.
No, because...
No, because you're wrong.
Let me...
Hold on.
Oh, he's on his lap.
You need to vamp for 2 seconds. I'm going to get back to this. Every time I say vamp, you don't have to sing the theme song.
This is quiet.
Okay, I'm back.
Was there a song called Boiler?
Doesn't matter.
Well, everyone can check it on their phone.
Do you know any of the lyrics?
I'm shy.
I haven't listened to them in a long time.
Looks like I'm going to do everything myself. Maybe I could use some help. But hell,
there's
you want
rolling,
something.
And it was
air raid vehicle. Yeah, drinks, kiss my mum. Yeah, good times, John. Great music. Everyone's
wasn't great music.
When's the last time you listened to Limp Bizkit? A couple of days ago.
I don't know. It was one of those albums that I had when I was a kid that got me through sixth year.
Oof. And the music from WWF as well, which I used to listen to for some time.
I was 15 when I was listening to that.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Friendless 15-year-old. Now.
Anyway, so.
Grow the brand. What's the name of the show again?
Tell me what you really think.
Really?
Really.
Really.
Really think. Okay. I think the comedy circus in Brussels would be a good place to go.
Okay, yeah, sure. Again, it's like there. 20 people. But yes.
Great, we'll double our list.
Grand. Fine. I've done two stand-up shows and neither time did I mention that I have a podcast, even though you asked me to specifically sometimes.
Well, no, you need to start meeting other comedians because you're at the start of your career and you need advice.
What the fuck?
Of your stand-up career.
It's not a career. Is it something I do to...
Fine, but you're of your... Whatever it is, you're at the start of your stand-up.
You're missing a word, Dave. Instead of your stand-up career! Don't call it a career.
Hobby, whatever.
It's the very beginning of your hobby. Okay, so then what do I need to do?
You need to join groups. You need to get tips. You need to talk to people who do lots of stand-up.
You need to make them listen to our show.
You need to just... By the way, I've got a podcast.
By the way, I'm only at the start of my hobby, but I really want to... Would you listen in and give me notes and pay me money?
Exactly.
When do you think we'll get a... Okay, 2019 will be the year that we get a Patreon supporter who we don't know.
Wow.
That's very exciting. Then what happens, Sean? When do I die? I'm not clairvoyant. I'm making predictions.
You never know. Some randomer. You listen to, what is it, Hollywood Heroes or something?
Mm. No. Your memory is shit. It's shit.
Has the word Hollywood in it?
That's very good. It's called Hollywood Handbook.
Handbook, there we go.
And I do pay them, yeah. But I don't pay them through Patreon.
Oh,
that's sad.
But I'm just saying, we might get a random listener. We might just get a random guy who stumbles across and goes, wow, this is brilliant.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Oh, wow, this will get me through some, you know.
Some of the darker times in my life.
As one of our patrons said, he listens to it, you know, when he changes nappies and, you know.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah. The grass, yeah.
Okay, I know who that is.
Right.
That person's life sounds amazing. Cutting grass, cutting nappies, getting drunk on New Year's. All the good stuff.
But not too drunk, that. If you go home and baby's crying.
Ah, yeah. Indeed.
Yeah.
Our group is getting older.
Getting more responsible. But anyway. Ish.
Anyway.
Slowly but surely. So it leads us into the topic that I wanted to cover in our subscriber-only episode, but I didn't get around to asking Sean how was his Christmas.
I know, we recorded for 30 minutes. The end of it was like, oh, how was your Christmas? Oh, we're out of time. Bye.
Exactly.
It was very good. It was really good, actually. It was nice.
You came back to Dublin?
I did. So this is the weird thing about it is every time I'm at home, a difficult thing that people don't necessarily get is that I'm also on holiday while I am here. So that's why it is excusable to drink as much as I do, to sleep as late as I do, and all these things. Because I'm on holiday. And a lot of people think it's inexcusably lazy to do as I do and to eat as awfully as I have eaten. But there is also a toll. I can even feel, because I've been actually quite good at looking after my mental health, my mood is in the tank. I'm almost constantly pissed off for a reason I can't express. And it's because of the debilitating load of awful food, monochrome, alcohol, like everything. Like, it is absurd. Christmas is a terrible time to look after yourself, isn't it?
I read on Twitter, and I don't know how right this is, but apparently 5:30 on Christmas Day is the time you're most likely to have a heart attack.
I see. Well, Lordy Lou. In the morning or in the evening?
In the evening, because you've had your drinks and your big extra meal and all the stress of, I don't know,
Christmas being over. Oh my god, it's over! I have to wait 364 sleeps!
Yes, to the next one. I get it, because your day-to-day routine is altered. It's a weird one. You kind of think, and I look forward with all the kind of singing and stuff I do in the video, I'm saying, I cannot wait for 2 weeks. But I find that when I stay up late and lie in, I kind of it's weird. It messes you up a little bit.
It messes you all the way up. And the other thing is, like, all of Christmas food is just terrible. It's all convenient. It's all loads of it.
Yeah, and I've been... You see, again, you get lots of gifts. You get lots of bottles of wine. You get lots of crap sweets. It's just it. People go in. And
some people get good sweets.
Yeah, but when you have lots of students... And, of course, then you're back home with parents.
How dare you? Isn't it a charming delight to be surrounded by your parents who love you so much and you get to stay in their house because you have no choice? Isn't that great?
It's great.
It's great.
It's lovely getting home and staying with parents.
Oh my goodness. So
you get to see your brothers and sisters.
Exactly. And then they live right on top of you and you never get a moment to yourself because they have kids and it's great. It's great. And then you discover that there are no keys to any of the bathrooms anymore because there's a child in the house. And that's great.
Oh no. That's a disaster.
That's great. No. You misheard me. That's great. Like what that is. Is great. So it's all great. It's so great that I'm very angry about going home to Brussels in 2 days.
In a strange way, I do think, even though I've been looking forward to break so much, there's kind of a part of me that's looking forward to getting back to routine.
Me too. It's too much of the other side of the seesaw of like rigidity and work and like taking breaks and, you know, and then the other side, which is like drinking in the morning, which is what we did on Christmas Day. We had Prosecco in the morning. I was like, this is too much.
Yeah, I don't know about that on a once off. Like some housemate I lived with on a birthday would have a drink in the day. And so it's like,
in the
it's
morning,
a.m. Yeah, on a birthday though.
To have a drink in the morning?
On a birthday.
Would you start drinking in the morning? Or would you have a drink in the morning?
Well, if you're on a stag weekend.
Yeah, indeed. But yeah, that is pure hedonism.
Oh, it is. That's what it is.
Yeah, indeed.
But the weird thing, I was talking to a teacher at a New Year's Eve party.
Give us a name.
No. Well, so how many teachers do we have in our group?
Sarah. Are you talking to Sarah?
No, it wasn't. Anyway, and she said that she's already dreading going back to school. I'm like, hang on a second. You know, you have 3 or 4 more days off. But it's always like, oh, I don't want to go back.
Yeah,
but once you're back, you won't be dreading the going back. So it's strange.
Dave, imagine this.
We're in limbo.
Imagine if you had a job. Are you imagining it?
Is
that a low blow? I'm asking you to imagine.
Back in the bank.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you would have dreaded every single day of working.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you
yes.
fucking hate yeah, it. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Sarah's the same. She's worried about going back to school. You always worry about going back to your job. I mean, in the same way as we, like, if we said, oh, the appeal of going back home and the structuredness of living at home and sort of being yourself without the weight of expectation of we have to be here by then, you know, there's an appeal in that. Thinking of like keeping January like a kind of a hermit and just staying in all the time, except I have to do stand up at least once.
Yay!
Yay!
It's odd though, but I kind of wondered, do I feel guilty? And like, it's the same with teachers, like, because other people we know are back at work.
Yes, that's true.
Because they have jobs, and then you're sitting there and you're like, why am I working? You know, what am I doing? What am I doing?
Like with my life.
Yeah, no. I mean,
the question keeps you up at night.
Yes. So I almost feel as like I have to do some work just to feel as though I'm no less than any other people.
Aww.
So hurry,
how are you getting on with that?
How
do I compensate for the fact that I don't have a job or any structure? Welcome to the show!
Exactly. I get involved with community radio.
So good, you've extricated yourself from that. It's a really good thing.
Yes, I'll do this instead.
Indeed. I can hear hoovering. This is another thing. We were recording in my house and there's fucking hoovering going on. My mum has interjected twice to complain about my dad. And how many minutes have we had?
I don't know because I'm the third recording. But I think we have enough.
Are you sure?
We have enough for a free episode.
Well, let's do...
I mean, fuck them.
See, this is... Wow! Antagonizing 90% of our... Yeah. I love the idea as well. Back in the day when we first had the Patreon-only thing, as Dave was like, it's $3. We'll do 1 episode, 2 episodes a month. Maybe less. Because fuck them. It's only €3. And now we're like, because they pay nothing. Fuck them.
Fuck
our entire fan base.
Well, there's our Patreon owner, one of our patrons, and we're putting up he asked me, when's the next Patreon episode going up? And I was like, well, you had 2 this month. And I was like, yeah, well, I only signed up in December, so I want 2 for November.
I know
like,
who that is.
Well, we started in the last week of November. And then he said, well, second captain's put up 2 hours every day.
Fuck them. 2 hours every day is too much content. You should not have 2 hours every day to listen to two wankers like you and me.
Exactly, yeah. At least these are short enough.
It's true. It's true. And do you know what the problem with second captains is? They talk about one thing and we never do that. We never do that, do we?
What's the sporting highlight of 2002?
Me?
Yeah. Oh, Lindsay Watson at Grey. You know, Dolores, terrible for her.
Every time I say bye, you have to cut it off immediately. I'm going to wait till this is over. See, it feels interminable.
You have to say
it. No, this is the...
Bye!